You're listening to Crown Point High School Lady Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
And we welcome you back to Crown Point High School, start of the second quarter. The Lady Bulldogs with a 15-8 lead on the Bishop Knoll Lady Warriors. Frank Sprinkle, the leading scorers for the Lady Bulldogs. We have a sibling rivalry here tonight. Abby Stoddard and Lily Stoddard, each with 4 points apiece. Front court right for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, a three that nicks the iron for Kaylin Phillips. Phillips has not recorded a point in this game yet as the ball goes out of bounds and last touch by the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. So Crown Point with the ball in a 15-8 lead here tonight in the second quarter. Crown Point, final time on the Bulldog gym as they have played very well in front of the home fans all season. Kaylin Phillips at the right elbow near side. The pitch for Abby Stoddard goes for Elena Santiago in a 2-3 zone by Bishop Knoll. A miss for Santiago on the layup, and Bishop Knoll clears. Here come the Lady Warriors with Blakey. Blakey almost had it stripped away as the ball comes into Blakey. She was racing toward the paint, able to get her own steal or her own miss. And here come Crown Point as Santiago, the pitch for Abby Stoddard. Abby Stoddard at the right-handed dribble, almost had it taken away. Now Ellie Van Deel, top of the key, three, comes out off for naught. And here comes Bishop Knoll. Blakey the rebound, drives the pitch for Fundus as Fundus comes up missing off the glass. And Crown Point in transition with Abby Stoddard off the rebound. Front court right for the Lady Bulldogs. As it's stolen away, here comes Bishop Knoll. Rogers with the steal, driving in the center, down the paint, too strong off the glass. Fontes can't put it in. Harris comes up, tries to make the third time a charm, instead fouled in the act of shooting. So a foul on the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. And Abby Stoddard, better watch out, that's her third foul, and we're only in the first half, second quarter. Crown Point and Bishop Knoll, even with five fouls apiece, will send Harris to the line. Harris makes good on the first. 3 points for Harris as Lily Stoddard checks in for her sister Abby. Lily Stoddard, the tallest Lady Bulldog at 6'3". Harris, the 5'10 senior, shooting to our left. Good on the second. 4 points for Harris. Two possession lead for the Lady Bulldogs at 15-10. Minute and a half gone by second quarter. Lady Bulldogs with the lead, front court right. White on white with red numerals front and back. Jessica Carver's right-handed dribble. Teardropper right at the key. Can't get it to drop. Leaping rebound. Controlled by Bishop Knoll. Here's Blakey losing the handle in the paint as Crown Point takes advantage of another turnover. Front court right. The Lady Bulldogs work in transition and a foul in the Crown Point front court. The foul on number 11, Iris Harris, her second. The team 6, one under the penalty, Bishop Knoll. Bishop Knoll in the royal blue on royal blue tops with royal blue numbers, a white border on the numerals. The numbers blend in with the royal blue of the jersey tops. Here's the inbounds for Ellie Van Deel. Van Deel with the left-handed dribble outside the arc. Pitches it down low. Lily Stoddard, easy cash off the glass for Lily Stoddard. And Lily Stoddard, the freshman, with 6 points, leading the way for the Lady Bulldogs inside 6 minutes. Second quarter, and the Lady Bulldogs a 17-10 lead. Now Rogers down low, left-handed hook, good. Layla Rogers, her first 2 points, and a two-possession lead for the Lady Bulldogs at 17-12. Front court right for the white-on-white Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, red numbers front and back. Santiago holds her dribble, pitches it down low, almost stolen away, tried to feed it for Lily Stoddard, and instead last touch by Bishop Knoll. So Crown Point will get the ball back, and the deflection by Bishop Knoll. Jessica Carruthers, baseline to the right, looks to pull the ball inbounds. Carruthers gets it back, left of the key, rimming off the back iron. Lily Stoddard, flat-footed rebound, right-handed shot, counted, and one. Lily Stoddard with 8 points and a foul on Fundus. Rose Fundus called for her second personal, and now that's the seventh foul. It does come in the act of shooting, so it does send Lily Stoddard to the line. The Lady Bulldogs leading scorer shooting to our right cannot connect on the free throw attempt Bishop no clears. Front court left for the Lady Warriors. Stolen away. Carruthers had a hand on it. Ends up in the hands of Lily Stoddard. And what are they going to say? Jump ball. So jump ball, the possession favoring the Lady Warriors. Crown Point, a 19-12 lead, 5-14. Before halftime, Courtney Blakey, the 5'7 sophomore, will trigger the ball inbounds. Baseline to the near right. Looks for the outlet. Has to counter against Lily Stutter. No easy test. Finds the inbounds player. Stolen away by Crown Point. Here is Jessica Carruthers. Almost lost the handle out of bounds at the far side. Carruthers circles underneath the basket. For Santiago at the right elbow. Triple up a three from the near side for Elena Santiago. Her first field goal. 4 points for Santiago. A 22-12 lead for the Lady Bulldogs. And out of bounds, going the other way to the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. 4:52, second quarter. Caitlin Phillips to bring the ball inbounds for her team, the Lady Bulldogs, leading by 10 points. Inside 5 minutes before halftime. Slow walk. Jessica Carruthers, right-handed dribble in between the circles. Works on Harris. Drops it down low. Lily Stoddard. Called for a travel. Made good on the basket, but nullified it. Travel on Lily Stoddard. So with 4:39, second quarter, the Lady Bulldogs up 22-12. The Lady Bulldogs turn the ball over. Bishop Noll will have to work the length of the floor. Down by 10. Inbounds goes to Rogers. Rogers with the left-handed triple, trying to utilize speed. Almost poke-checked away by the Lady Bulldogs. Here's Fontes, a three from the right elbow near side. Nicks the iron, no, and a rebound controlled by Crown Point. Front court right for the Lady Bulldogs as the ball trickles into the backcourt. And it was deflected by Bishop Mills, so no backcourt violation. Crown Point will hold possession. Jessica Carruthers works the point dead center in between the circles. The pitch for Caitlin Phillips sets it up for Lily Stoddard down low. Stoddard tries to come up with the cash off the glass. Can't. Harris the rebound, and Bishop Mills clears. The ball out of bounds. They're going to say last touch. Elena Santiago in the Crown Point backcourt. So 4 minutes remain. 22-12. Crown Point with the lead. Our first timeout called by Bishop Noll. Vanita Golston calling timeout, and we'll do the same with 4 minutes. 22-12, a full timeout. Bulldogs, Lady Bulldogs with the lead. You're listening to USA-365.com.
As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urand is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. Mike Dexter from Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on internet radio, USA-365.com. Call financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Mike Dexter and Bulldogs basketball. Now that's a winning combination.
You're listening to Crown Point High School Lady Bulldogs basketball live on internet radios, USA-365.com.
Blakey drives to the basket out of the full timeout by Bishop Noll. Comes up missing. Here comes Crown Point in transition with Lena Santiago racing into the front court. Comes up missing from in front of the basket. And a foul on the second effort. Bishop Noll causing the contact. The foul on Emily Sutton. And for Sutton, that's her third foul. And it does come in the act of shooting, yet Bishop Noll is in the penalty since Ellie Van Deel to the line misses on the first. 2 points for Ellie Van Deel to this point. A field goal in the first quarter. Sutton comes out. Looks like steal in for Bishop Noll. Van Deel shooting to all right. One of four seniors on her tonight. Splits the pair. Makes good on the second. 3 points for Ellie Van Deel in the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs' biggest lead right now. 23-12, 11 points. Fontes driving. Pitches it down low as a wicked shot by Bishop Noll, and here comes Crown Point front court right with Ellie Van Deel. Van Deel drives, left in the layup, good. Van Deel second field goal for her, give her 5 points, and the Lady Bulldogs a 25-12 lead, and now a steal. Jessica Carruthers out of the pile. Carruthers down the lane, pitches, tried to pitch it out, it looked like, or actually was deflected by Harris from behind. So we'll go the other, so we'll stay with Crown Point with 3:19 second quarter, a 25-12 lead for Crown Point. The ball inbounds for Lily Stoddard. Stoddard in the lane, turnaround jumper, count it. Lily Stoddard, the leading scorer at the moment, and here's a steal. Ellie Van Diel, left-handed layup to the netted cup, good. Ellie Van Diel with the steal and bucket as Crown Point leads it 29-12, and the lead gets bigger and bigger for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs inside 3 minutes. Fontes at the right elbow, far side in front of the student section for Crown Point. Or Harris. Harris holds. Now for Rogers. Rogers starts to drive. Cuts from the left baseline. Leaves it short. And a four-footed rebound. Lily Stoddard. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. Carruthers at the point. Slows the tempo. Now Carruthers starts to drive. Slicing and dicing down the lane. Oh, beautiful behind the back shot with the right hand. And Jessica Carruthers, a quiet night for her as she has her second field goal of the night. Now we have a foul on the other end. Counted for Fundus and one for Crown Point. They will commit the foul, sending Fundus and Bishop Knoll to the line. Foul on Lily Stoddard. That's her third. Lily Stoddard taking a seat. It looks like Paige Sanborn coming out for Crown Point. So Fundus looking to complete the three-point play. Shooting to our left. Strong bend in the knees. Lets it go. Count it. The lead 16 for Crown Point at 31-15, 2:25, as Chris Siebert issuing the orders from the bench. Elena Santiago, front court to the right, pitches it for Sanborn. Had the block. Now Sanborn gets it back off the block, and Sanborn puts it in for her second field goal of the night from left of the basket. 33-15, the biggest lead for the Lady Bulldogs, 18 points. Harris starting to drive, runs into Sanborn, contact made by the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. Foul on Paige Sanborn, her first, and that's the team's seventh. It's 1-1, the 17th foul for Crown Point, so both teams in the penalty since Eris Harris to the line. 4 points for Harris, looking for her fifth, shooting to our left. And misses the front end of the 1-1. However, rebound Fontes tries to bounce it on a couple of hops to the right elbow for Blakey, who comes up with a three, triple it up for Courtney Blakey. And Blakey, her first field goal of the game, give her 5 points. A 33-18 lead for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. As Van Diel drives, leaves it short at the netted cup. And Bishop Knoll takes with Rogers. Clears with the rebound, pitches it for Steele. Steele left of the basket, counted with the layup. Kristen Steele, her first field goal. 1:27 and counting, opening half, second quarter. Ellie Van Diel draws a contact, a foul on Bishop Knoll. The foul on Bishop Knoll. The first foul called to Christian Steele. A bonus opportunity for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. 1-1 for Ellie Van Diel. Van Diel shoots to our right. Misses on the front of the 1-1. The ball loose outside the arc and controlled by Bishop Knoll. Blakey starts to drive. Blakey lets it go. Count it with the drive. 5 points for Courtney Blakey in the second quarter alone, and a 33-22 lead for Crown Point. Bad pass as Van Diel trying to find Sanborn in the front court goes out of bounds. Bishop Knoll will take over. 1:03 remaining before halftime. Iris Harris looking to bring the ball in bounds. Elena Santiago coming on for Grace Tyndall as Tyndall takes a seat, the 5'3 junior on the Crown Point bench. Steal the pitch for Blakey. Blakey pulls up from the top of the key. A three, no. However, fouled. They're going to say Blakey fouled in the act of shooting. So if that's the case, then that means 3 free throws for Blakey. The foul on number 22, Elena Santiago, her first. 18 fouls for Crown Point. Courtney Blakey, the first of three upcoming, and big 3 throws at that. Arcs it up perfect on the first. 8 points unofficially, Courtney Blakey. Looking for number 9 here. Shooting to our left, dribbling at the charity stripe. Holds the dribble, bends, lets it go, counted on the second. 9 points for Blakey. Remember, foul from beyond the arc. One more coming. To our right, Courtney Blakey looking to cut the deficit to... As she misses on the third and final three throw, it's a 33-24 lead for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. The ball out of bounds. Last touch, Bishop Knoll. So Crown Point will look to bring the lead back in the double digits. 18 points, the biggest lead for Crown Point. However, Bishop Knoll has put together a little bit of a run here. Santiago, the pitch. Sandborg at three in the right corner. Near side, triple it up for Paige Sandborg. Her first three of the night, and the Lady Bulldogs have a 12-point lead at 36-24. Blakey on the other end for Bishop Knoll. Fuentes fought about the three, now starts the drive. Has it poked away. Here's Santiago with the steal. In the lane, Santiago racing. Too strong off the glass, but a foul in the act of shooting. Santiago to the line as Bishop Knoll commits their 10th foul of the half. Christian Steele called for the foul, her second personal. Santiago shooting to all right with 30 seconds remaining and bounces off the back iron. No for Santiago. Santiago looking for a split pair. It's a double bonus opportunity. Off the iron, no for Santiago in the second. Crown Point offensive rebound as the ball loose into the hands of Santiago. Now starts to drive. Has a block. Gets the block back. Comes up missing on the second but fouled in the act of shooting. So Santiago once again going to the line. Christian Steele called for her third foul. The team's 11th. And with Crown Point holding a 36-24 lead, Santiago will look to redeem the two misses, and she does with the first. 6 points unofficially. Elena Santiago will try to calculate all the points, give you the point totals at halftime as best as we can. Second free throw rims in off the iron as Santiago comes up with both. Blakey with the rebound for Bishop Knoll. Front court to the right. Pitches it for Fontes. Down to 13 seconds. Rogers at the top of the key now starts to drive. Rogers in the traffic. Leaves it short. Rebound control. Crown Point. Here's the Lady Bulldogs with Carruthers called for a travel at the top of the key, so a turnover with 3.4 seconds, and Bishop Knoll will work most of the length of the floor to bring the ball inbounds in there in the Crown Point backcourt, or the Crown Point in the Crown Point frontcourt, I should say, sideline to the far side. Here's Fontes at the far sideline. Fontes starting to drive, lets it go right of the key off the back iron, no, and that will do it for the opening half. As the Lady Bulldogs hold a 38-24 lead on the Bishop Knoll Lady Warriors at the half. The final home game of the regular season, the final game of the regular season for that matter, and the final and senior night here at Crown Point High School. I'm Frank Sprinkle, our halftime show coming up. You're listening to Crown Point Lady Bulldog Basketball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
When it comes to family, implant, and reconstructive dentistry, Dr. Philip Polis and prosthodontist Dr. Alexandra Polis, together with their exceptional support team, are dedicated to your oral health. Their modern, state-of-the-art facility features stringent infection control, online registration, digital radiographs and photography, flat-screen televisions in every operatory, and free Wi-Fi. Your comfort is a priority. Conveniently located at 1549 South Court Street in Crown Point, phone 219-662-0131. Visit their new website at polisdental.com. Polis Dental is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. Mike Dexter from Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on Internet Radio, USA-365.com. Call financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Mike Dexter and Bulldogs basketball. Now that's a winning combination. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Uran is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. Has your car had to stop in a hurry lately? Did your car come to a complete stop? If not, it might be time for new tires. Tires are the most important investment for a smooth and safe ride in your vehicle. After all, they are the only part of your vehicle touching the road. Levin is proud to be the tire and service expert since 1918. They have locations in Crown Point and Winfield, including four other locations in Northwest Indiana. They also offer free shuttle service, free Wi-Fi, and free coffee. No appointment is necessary. Call 800-475-5005 or visit LevinTireCenter.com. That's Levin Tire and Service Center, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400. Or visit AdamDeckerLaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice.